Welcome to the Free Lawyer Podcast. I'm your host, Gary Miles. The Free Lawyer Podcast is designed for the lawyer, entrepreneur, or professional who is in some way unfulfilled, stressed, or stuck, and is looking for something better. We will discuss various blocks that limit us from achieving the personal freedom that we all desire, but have not yet fully experienced. And we will give actionable steps to free yourself from them. Are you looking to achieve a new level of success? If so, this podcast is for you. Hey everybody, thank you for joining me today. Today I want to talk about a topic that I think is really, really important, but doesn't get nearly enough attention in our field. And that is leadership. I love this quote from John Maxwell. He's really an expert on leadership. And he says, a leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way. Notice he didn't say a leader is somebody who tells you what you have to do. It's someone who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way. Have you ever worked in an environment where there was poor leadership? Do you ever wonder what makes someone a good leader? Would you yourself be comfortable leading a team or a firm? You know, sadly, I've had so many calls with attorneys who say they work in toxic work environments where leaders act with arrogance, rudeness, insensitivity, where the bosses are cold and nasty and self-absorbed. And sadly, it's a real problem. You know, sometimes what makes someone a great lawyer, being confident, in charge, cocky, knowing all the answers, charging ahead against all odds, sometimes makes someone a very poor leader. And no matter where you are in your legal career, you either are now or soon will be a leader of a team of some size. You may lead a paralegal and a legal assistant, or an associate, or a group in your firm. At some point, you will be a leader if you aren't already. And sadly, leadership just isn't very frequently discussed, but it's so essential to effective and productive team management and really to success. And the ability to lead effectively isn't just a valuable skill, it's really an essential one. In the challenging environment in which we all work, the role of a leader extends far beyond simply managing a team. It really becomes the driving force behind the success of the firm, the growth of the firm, and the fulfillment of your professional aspirations. In today's podcast episode, I'm going to explore the art and science of effective leadership in the legal profession. I'm going to discuss the vital qualities, strengths, and insights that will empower you to guide your team to new heights of achievement. Whether you're a new associate, an emerging legal talent, or a seasoned practitioner, you will enjoy learning more about leadership. So let's begin with this important question. Why is good leadership critical in the legal profession? And sadly, poor leadership is often the norm, but effective leadership is critical for several reasons. Guiding legal teams. There are many complicated matters that require teams of professionals, a partner, associate, paralegal, legal assistant, and sometimes several of each. And leadership is necessary to coordinate the teams, ensure clear communication, and provide direction to achieve successful outcomes. Motivation. Lawyers, paralegals, staff, we all experience so many stresses, don't we? And effective leadership helps to motivate your team members to perform at the very best, to build a team culture, to genuinely be part of a team, and to seriously enjoy their work. Communication. Unfortunately, in some firms, there seems to be a lack of communication about the firm's brand, values, and priorities. Influential leaders are good communicators, and they help ensure that all in the firm or company understand and appreciate the firm's goals and its values. 4, conflict resolution. Have you ever been involved in conflicts at work where there's some disagreement between partner and associate or two associates or associate and paralegal? And how did your firm handle that? Were they good in handling it or not? Conflicts among personnel are not at all unusual. And a good influential leader can help resolve those conflicts in an empathetic and team-oriented fashion. Goal setting. Goal setting is so important. Managing the firm as a whole, managing staff individually, requires strategic thinking, where goals, plans, and tactics have to be determined to achieve a favorable result. Good leaders help determine those goals and set the strategies to achieve the desired results. Mentoring and development. Leadership in our profession extends to mentoring and developing junior attorneys and paralegals and assistants. Experienced leaders pass on their knowledge and skills to the next generation, affording greater continuity and contributing to the firm's growth and success. Ethical conduct. Good leaders set the tone for ethical conduct within law firms and organizations. Sadly, during my career, I've seen some of the very best firms have embarrassing lapses of ethics. And high ethical standards are essential to maintain your firm's and the profession's integrity and reputation. 8, building strong legal practices. Good leadership is pivotal in building and growing a successful law firm. The ability to attract clients, win cases, and manage teams contributes to the firm's reputation and financial success. You know, leadership is really essential in our profession because it guides teams, inspires client confidence, sets strategic direction, manages resources, and upholds ethical standards. But what are some of the major problems with leadership in our profession today? You know, I've heard, and I'm sure you have too, about toxic workplaces. Why is that? And while leadership in our profession is critical, there are some real challenges and problems that lawyers, firms, and our profession face today. And these are some of them. Lack of diversity and inclusion. How many times have you heard people talk about who leads law firms? The legal profession needs to work on diversity and inclusion with the underrepresentation of women, people of color, and other marginalized groups in leadership positions. This lack of diversity leads to homogeneity and perspectives in decision-making, unless being open to the perspectives of others. Mental health and well-being. Lawyers face such high levels of stress, long working hours, and intense pressure, leading to burnout and mental health issues. Effective leadership should prioritize the well-being of all legal professionals, but it's only sometimes the case. And sometimes our leaders face the same mental health pressures. Resistance to change. You know, the legal profession is one of the most traditional, most stable, but sometimes we're stuck in the past. Legal traditions and practices often resist change, hindering innovation and leadership and how we deliver legal services today. Adapting to evolving client needs, new technological environment is challenging for many leaders. Billing and profit pressure. The billable hour model creates financial pressures that impact leadership decisions. And they create pressures between the firm and the associates and between the firm and the clients. And sometimes leaders prioritize billable hours over professional development, client service, or ethical considerations. And that pressure creates incredible stress on the associates and junior partners. Client expectations. Clients increasingly demand transparency, efficiency, and value. And sometimes legal leaders struggle to balance client expectations with the traditional practices of our profession. Lack of leadership training. This is one of the most important. So many lawyers become leaders and managers in firms without any real training or experience or mentorship. And that lack of training results in managers who are skilled as lawyers, but not as leaders. They don't have the necessary leadership skills. All too often, the firm's leaders are determined by who won the biggest case or brought in the most revenue, or who is the biggest rainmaker. And those are not indicative of good leadership in themselves. Work-life balance. Maintaining a work-life balance is challenging for lawyers and leaders, and it leads to burnout and high attrition rates. And that lack of balance has just become endemic, and it affects our ability to run a firm effectively. And finally, is succession planning. It's so important today to plan for the future, identifying and mentoring the next generation of leaders. What are the essential attributes of being a good leader? What skills do you need to develop to become the leader you want to be? Here are some of the most essential qualities of being a good leader in a law firm or department. Integrity. You have to have the highest ethical standards. Clients and colleagues rely on leaders to act with integrity, honesty, and transparency. Strong communication. Effective communication is crucial for leadership. And that doesn't only mean speaking, but also listening. They must articulate ideas clearly, listen actively, and foster safe, open dialogue with their teams. Empathy. Understanding and empathizing with colleagues and subordinates is essential. Empathy allows you to connect with others, build trust, and make informed decisions. Decision making. You need to be skilled in making well-informed, timely, and ethical choices, even in high-pressure situations. Strategic thinking. You need to have a long-term vision and the ability to set strategic goals for your team or organization. Accountability. You need to take responsibility for your own actions and those of your teams. Accountability fosters trust and shows leaders who are willing to learn from mistakes. Nothing shows a better leader than saying, "You're right. I didn't do that right. Next time we'll do it better. How can we as a team do this better?" Mentorship. A good leader will mentor and support the development of their team members. They invest in the growth and success of their team, and that creates a more positive work environment. Conflict resolution. Good leaders are skilled in resolving conflicts within their teams. They listen. They look for team-oriented solutions. They don't live in blame and name-calling. Emotional intelligence. Understanding and managing emotions, both your own and those of others, is crucial in leadership. Emotional intelligence helps leaders build strong relationships and navigate interpersonal dynamics. Resilience. Boy, don't we all know how demanding and stressful our profession is. Resilience allows leaders to bounce back from setbacks and maintain composure in challenging situations. You know, these qualities, it's a lot, and none of us have all of them. But these are the things we should look for in our leaders today. These are the qualities that create an effective leader. So, what are the most critical steps to becoming an effective leader? We all know that effective leadership is critical in our firm and in our profession. But so many of us have never received training on how to become effective leaders. You know, in law school, they taught us how to think and write and argue, but no one taught us how to be leaders. So, what do we have to do to grow our leadership abilities? The first is self-awareness. Understand your strengths, your weaknesses, your values, your core beliefs, your motivations. Self-awareness is the foundation of effective leadership. Reflect on your past experiences and how they may have shaped how you interact with people. Two, develop a growth mindset. Believing your abilities and intelligence can still be developed through dedication and hard work. Don't think, "I can't do that. That's nothing I can learn." You may have to step out of your comfort zone, embrace those challenges, learn from your failures, and see setbacks as opportunities for growth. Three, time management. You know, when we have so much to do, it's hard to take the time to be a leader of our team. But effectively managing your time and prioritizing your tasks so you can maximize your productivity and minimize your stress. You know, your ability to focus on essential tasks is vital as a leader. And implementing time management techniques will help you to juggle multiple responsibilities of being a lawyer, but also being a leader of your team. So it's important to learn to prioritize tasks based on their urgency and the importance of meeting your deadlines. Empathy. Understand and connect with the emotions and feelings of those on your team, whether they're associates, partners, but empathy will foster trust and collaboration. And it's a skill that we really need to think about because we're problem solvers, aren't we? We tell people the solutions. But sometimes we need to step back and take the time to listen, hear their feelings, and understand them. 5, vision. Develop a clear vision of your goals and the future you want to create. As a leader, you should be able to articulate this vision to others and inspire them to work towards it. 6, strong communication. Improve your communication skills, including active listening, empathetic communication, and the ability to convey your message clearly and persuasively. Nothing is more important than being an effective communicator. That means not only speaking clearly and persuasively and writing that way, but also learning to listen well. Learn how to be an active listener. Learn how to speak humbly and clearly. 7, ethical leadership is vital to uphold the highest ethical standards and to maintain integrity in all your actions and those of your firm or department. 8, lead by example. You know, how often have you had people telling you what you have to do or ought to do, but how often do they lead by example? You know, demonstrate the behaviors and values you expect from others. Your actions should align with your words. You should set a positive example for your team and your colleagues. Exhibit the same behavior and the same professionalism that you expect from your team members. Inspire others through your actions, your work ethic, and your commitment to success and ethical conduct. 9, strategic thinking. Develop a strategic mindset to anticipate challenges and opportunities. Learn how to create long-term plans and legal strategies to accomplish your firm's or your team's goals. Grow your decision-making skills. You know, leaders often need to make difficult choices, and the ability to analyze information, consider alternatives, and make informed decisions is crucial. 10, conflict resolution skills. Trust me, disagreements will happen. I've had occasion to talk with a number of managers of large firms, and they're always putting out fires. Firm members disagree. Master your conflict resolution techniques. Learn the skill of mediating and negotiating. Learn how to empathetically listen to all parties and attempt to develop a team consensus. 11, networking. Build a professional network within and outside your firm. You know, being a leader can be very lonely. You feel like you're the only one, you have no one to turn to. Networking helps you connect with mentors, peers, and collaborators who can offer insight and support. It's very, very helpful to have a professional mentor outside the firm, someone you can bounce ideas off of. So build relationships with mentors and colleagues and judges and other leaders in your field to expand your influence. 12, stress management. It's really hard being a lawyer. It's very stressful. It's even harder being a lawyer and a manager. So work on your stress management strategies to cope with the demands of both your leadership and legal duties. Foster a healthy work-life balance for yourself, but also for your team. 13, seek feedback. Be open to feedback from colleagues, mentors, and team members. Constructive feedback will help you identify areas for improvement and enhance your skills. 14, mentorship. Consider seeking a mentor or coach who can provide guidance, share experience, and help you develop your leadership abilities. I've had the pleasure of working with lawyers and help them become leaders in their firm. So seek out a mentor who may be able to help you. You know, this is quite a long laundry list, isn't it? Of what it takes to go from not knowing how to be a leader to becoming a good leader: self-awareness, a growth mindset, time management, empathy, a vision, strong communication skills, ethical leadership, leading by example, strategic thinking, developing our conflict resolution skills, networking, managing our stress, seeking feedback, and using a mentor. It's quite a list. But trust me, our profession needs better leaders. We require effective and decisive leadership. We face so many challenges and obstacles in our profession, but you can develop the skills you need to become the leader of your team, department, or firm. You know, leadership is really not just a title. It's a responsibility and also an opportunity to make a meaningful difference. As a lawyer, you have the skills, knowledge, and potential to inspire, guide, and shape the future of your department or firm. Embrace these qualities and strategies and let them be the compass that guides you towards becoming an exceptional leader. Trust me, it's not a journey without challenges, but as you overcome them, you'll find that the rewards of effective, positive leadership extend way beyond personal success. You will have the chance to positively impact your clients, your colleagues, your associates, your firm, and really the legal community as a whole. So step into your leadership role with confidence, empathy, and a vision for a brighter legal future. I'd suggest you keep this podcast handy. And when you're asked to start leading a group or a team, reflect on some of these skills and see where you need to learn to grow. Where do you need to develop? Because one of the most important components that causes stress for so many is feeling that they work in a place where they're not appreciated, heard, or understood, or even worse, where they're mistreated, where they're yelled at, where no one is aware of their needs or desires or goals. And if you learn to become an effective leader, you will gain respect, a sense of fulfillment, and a sense of freedom you didn't think possible. So thank you for listening to me today. I appreciate each and every one of you. And as always, please be well, be safe, and be free. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Free Lawyer Podcast. Wherever you are listening, if you enjoyed what I shared, please leave me a rating and review. I would appreciate hearing more about what you like best and what topics you might like me to cover in future episodes. If you are interested in experiencing a more fulfilling and a more successful life, please contact me at www.garymiles.net, where you can schedule a free discovery call with me so I can learn more about you, your challenges, and your dreams. I appreciate each and every one of you, and have a great rest of your day. Thanks to all of you for your support.